It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
My guest this morning is Rhonda Mammon, Director of Counseling Services for Springfield Public Schools. Thanks for joining me this morning. So to what extent are our school-aged children dealing with mental health needs, and what are the needs you're seeing with that age of children?
Well, there has been a tremendous amount of publicity and research done just in recent months. Almost every professional article I pick up talks about the mental health concerns of students, primarily adolescents, but it's becoming younger and younger. So we are seeing really a huge increase in the number of students that are being diagnosed with depression, anxiety. Those are the two major issues. Of course, the concern with those mental health issues are that the suicide rate is also increasing. And so to be able to effectively meet the needs of our students, we're really hoping that we can make an impact on those issues particularly.
So do you feel like mental health needs in children have increased over the past few years, or is our ability to diagnose it just better?
I believe, and from what I'm reading, is that it has definitely increased. There is something to be said that diagnosing and identifying signs earlier, I don't know that diagnosing them as particular mental health disorders has increased, but I think educating lay people who work with students, I think that initiative has definitely increased. So we have a larger number of people who are able to, when they see those red flags come up in students, to recommend that they receive some sort of support and assistance for those.
Springfield Public Schools has an initiative with Burl Behavioral Health to meet some of these needs. Can you tell us about that?
We recently have been able to partner with Burl to provide more services to our students in that area, not only one-on-one individual counseling, but also some interventions that can happen directly in the classroom and at the school site, particularly with students who have diagnoses of behavioral disorders that are disruptive in the classroom. They are able to provide services right at the school site to support teachers and students with those behaviors.
So this is a collaborative effort between those two organizations, right? Is there anyone else that's part of that as well, or is it
not at this time? We actually had a request for proposals several months ago. So everyone who felt like they could meet what we are requesting were able to submit proposals. And we had two organizations that actually we reviewed, one from Great Circle as well as Burl. And at this point in time, Burl actually were able to provide what we needed in that feeder pattern.
What's the process to get a child into these services?
We have a referral form that is completed by the school counselor in each building. They're actually been identified as the gatekeeper, the person that really connects directly with the Burl staff in order to make those referrals. They identify what the concern is. Parents have to also give permission prior to making the referral. And then once the referral is made, Burl staff then take over and they do the intake. They determine whether there's an actual mental health diagnosis. And for this particular partnership, the student must be Medicaid eligible.
Okay.
Which is part of the reason we chose the Hillcrest feeder pattern to begin with, because they have the highest percentage of free and reduced lunch students in that feeder pattern.
And those services will be offered on site. Will they also be offered year round, or will that just follow the school calendar?
They will be offered year round. They will be working with our students and families throughout the summer also. Whether or not they attend our Explore program, they still will be able to work with them either on site or possibly go to the homes.
So how's this funded? Is this SPS and Burl, or
this is funded primarily because of the change in the Medicaid laws?
Okay.
We up until last April, mental health providers were not able to come on school site and bill for services, but then that initiative changed. Other states surrounding us have been able to do that for years, but Missouri was kind of behind the rest of them in that, and we were hoping that that would happen, and it finally did.
Great.
This opens the door for a lot of other services that we'll be able to expand, hopefully, in the future.
That's wonderful. Just quickly, what advice would you give parents of school-aged children that might think their child is dealing with anxiety and depression?
The main thing is just to be open and honest about it. If you're seeing some things, some behaviors in your child that are concerning, not sleeping, not eating, crying a lot, withdrawing from their friends, all of those are signs that there's something going on. Talk to them about it. Ask them questions. Don't be afraid to ask them about it. Your school counselor is available in every single school in Springfield. So that would be the first stop. Or if there's another adult in the building, a teacher or somebody that the student is close to,
right,
talk to them and they can connect them to the right resource.
My guest this morning has been Rhonda Mammon, Director of Counseling Services for Springfield Public Schools. This and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org.